This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. 12,000 people are gathered at the finish line as bicyclists pass through the iconic arch, which marks the finish of this grueling race. These cyclists literally come from all over the world to participate in this remarkable event, which takes place in rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Christy Henriksen-Mohn told us about Unbound Gravel, this world-renowned bicycle race on the gravel roads of the Kansas Flint Hills. Christy grew up at Emporia and earned a degree in education from KU. After a stint in San Francisco, she returned to Lawrence to get her master's. She met and married Tim, who is a musician. They moved back to her hometown of Emporia and purchased a music store. Christy also started a real estate business, which continues today. "I was an avid runner," Mohn said. "I like to hike and be outside," she said. She encouraged her husband to run with her. He tried it but didn't enjoy running. Then he tried bicycling. "He absolutely loved it," Mohn said. They started biking together. "Cycling was a date night for us," Mohn said. They would later own and operate a bike shop in Emporia. In 2006, Tim Mohn was among the 34 riders who participated in a gravel road bike race around Emporia. This race was inspired by two Kansas cyclists who'd seen a similar race in Iowa. They thought the Flint Hills would be a perfect backdrop for a bicycle race, Mohn said. The Emporia area race was so successful that it became an annual event. As an outdoor race on gravel roads, the event was then called the Dirty Kansa. Christy Mohn chaired an Emporia Chamber of Commerce task force that sought to expand community events for the benefit of Emporia. "We wanted to build on what we had," Mohn said. She saw an opportunity with the race and recommended that the location of the race start and finish move to downtown Emporia. The event grew through the years. In 2018, the race was purchased by Lifetime, the health and fitness company. Then the COVID pandemic hit. At the end of 2020, when it was determined that it was safe to have a large public bike race again, the race name was changed to Unbound Gravel. Bicycling on gravel has become its own specialized sport, something between road racing and mountain biking. Christy Mohn still enjoys promoting Unbound Gravel. Today, Emporia is considered the gravel bicycle racing capital of the world. Unbound Gravel will draw participants from 50 states and more than 40 countries. Media representatives from all over the world will come to Emporia. Unbound Gravel takes place on the weekend after Memorial Day. A two-day open-air expo of gravel cycling exhibitors takes place on Thursday and Friday. Race day is Saturday. In addition to other cyclists, this race will attract more than 100 professional male and female riders from around the world. A junior division is for younger riders. Racers can opt for courses with the distances of 25 miles, 50 miles, 100 miles, 200 miles, or XL, which is an incredible 350 miles long. Official checkpoints are located every 50 to 75 miles. An estimated 97% of each route is on Flint Hills gravel roads. The routes begin and end in downtown Emporia and pass through Lyon, Wabunsee, and Morris counties. Routes can include really rural communities such as Hamilton, population 182, and Burdick, population 28 people. Now that's rural. Distance, endurance, and road surface are not the only challenges. "These riders go no matter what," Mohn said. "They also have to battle Kansas weather, wind, heat, rain, mud," she said. "It's a solo adventure to test your mental toughness as well as physical strength," she said. For more information, see www.unboundgravel.com. 12,000 people will gather in Emporia at the finish line. "It's pretty spectacular," Mohn said. We salute Christy Mohn and all those involved with Unbound Gravel for making a difference with this remarkable sporting event. It's an amazing race and an amazing community. And there's more. Remember the Mohn's Bike Shop? We'll learn about that next week. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.